Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. I appreciate you joining us this last weekend in October. Halloween's coming up here in a few days, and there's a lot of festivities associated with this time of year. And I thought it would be fun to have Missy Krulik in to talk about events planned for this weekend and coming up in the next few months that are all either under the jurisdiction of the Heart of Lebanon or part of the downtown leadership group in our community. So, Missy, thanks for being our guest this week on What's Up Boone County.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your role as director of the Heart of Lebanon.
Yeah, so the Heart of Lebanon is a nationally accredited nationally accredited Main Street organization.
What is the Main Street organization?
Yeah, Main Street organization came out of the 1980s when downtowns were dying and our buildings were becoming dilapidated and businesses were moving out side of the downtown area. So there came a push to preserve our downtowns and to revitalize them again, because it is the culture of our communities, and it's a way that people that visit our communities and businesses that visit our communities test on how well our cities are doing. So if they go to a downtown that is empty and run down, they're going to think the town is dying and that's not someplace they want to be, set up their business or live. But if they come to the downtown and it's thriving, there's people walking about, shopping, doing their daily activities, then they're going to think that community is thriving and it's a place they want to have their business or they want to live.
And we all know why that's important. It affects the quality of life. It brings new opportunities and cultural events and recreational opportunities to our city. So we want the community to thrive and we want the people here to prosper. How is our downtown doing, do you think? Does the group feel good about where our downtown stacks up at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've done some great work since 2016 on our downtown with the help of the city's reinvestment into the downtown of $11 million. And then the Heart of Lebanon can take what the city has done and we can continue to elevate that in the downtown. And we were recently recognized by one of our Indiana Main Street executives that they often use Lebanon and the Heart of Lebanon when they're talking about successful Main Street organizations. So
that's good to know. And while we always seem to have one or two empty buildings on the square, that's always going to be the case, isn't it? You're always going to have people coming and going, but we want to give those people an opportunity to promote their business and have places for new businesses to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I always say that downtowns are living and breathing. There's businesses coming in, there's businesses going out. It's constantly fluid in motion. So it's great to be able to support those new dreamers, those new entrepreneurs that set up shop in the downtown, and also support those ones that have been there a long time, 70 years. So it's just a great, great opportunity to support those businesses.
Well, tell me about your family. Where do you all live?
We are Lebanon residents. We've been here for 24 years. So we do consider this our city,
This is your home, isn't
this it? This is our home. So
where does your husband Kevin work?
Kevin is the Lebanon City Engineer.
So he works as part of the city administration downtown. Where do you all live?
We live in the downtown, just a block off of the downtown. We bought that home 21 years ago, a large Victorian that we've been meticulously restoring and renovating ever since. So
it's right across the street from the old Citizens Bank, now PNC Bank, is it not?
Yeah, pretty close.
Just down a little bit to the east of that.
Yeah.
Tell me about your children. How are they doing?
Great. I've got one that is getting ready to start a career, hopefully in Washington, D.C., and one that's in college, one that's going to graduate, and then we have our special needs daughter that is thriving as well.
Well, good. How long have you been affiliated with the Heart of Lebanon organization?
I started out as a volunteer in about 2018, became a board member, and then was hired as the executive director part-time in 2020, and then full-time in 2022.
Tell me about the Heart of Lebanon, where it gets its funding. Where do you generate the revenue that you need to accomplish some of the things you're trying to do?
Yeah, so we rely solely on partnerships and sponsorships. One of our big partners is the City of Lebanon's Redevelopment Commission. They really want to protect their investment that they made in the downtown. And we've really worked hard to show them that that's exactly what we're doing. And so they support us continually every year. And then we have corporate sponsorships, that area businesses or businesses outside of the area really believe in what we're doing and think that it's important to support the downtown and the city in this way.
You know, I remember when the downtown was substantially renovated, at least from a parking and a traffic flow standpoint a few years ago, there were some concerns about the loss of a few parking spaces and so forth. Do you feel like that on balance that has turned out well? Do people generally, now that they've gotten used to it, do they feel good about the way the downtown looks?
Yeah, there'll always be naysayers or nostalgia of the way it used to be. But generally, I think, I always say we don't have a parking problem downtown. We have a parking perception problem downtown. So I can walk out on any given day and there are always parking spaces available. We have that 40-lot city lot that's at the corner of Meridian and South Street that always has spaces in it. So we have lots of parking. It just generally depends on how people want to park. If they don't generally like parallel parking, then they might drive around to find a different type of parking that's more comfortable for them. So that might take a little bit of effort, but there's always parking downtown.
Tell me, who are some of the leaders of your organization? Who are the volunteer leaders you're currently working with?
Yeah, so we have a board of directors. We operate out of a board of directors, and currently our board of directors are Corey Coots, Patrick Clues, Kelly Martin, Tracy Creek, Amy Inboden, Joe LePage, Heather Schaller, and two more, Tammy Colley and Steve Learn. So they're all active in our community and in the organization.
If somebody listening to our show wanted to get more involved in the Heart of Lebanon or learn more about the Heart of Lebanon, I suppose you've got a website, do you not?
Yeah, it's heartoflebanon.org. Pretty easy.
And if they wanted to get involved by volunteering or get involved in leadership, how would they go about expressing their support or their interest?
Yeah, they could contact me at info at heartoflebanon.org and just reach out to us on our social media links, any way like that you could get a hold of me.
All right, well, you're listening to What's Up Boone County this last weekend in October 2023, and we're talking to Missy Krulik, who's the director of the Heart of Lebanon organization, who's been in that role for a while. And I know this time of year we get into the Halloween holiday, and there's already been an event last night here in downtown for kids to participate in trick-or-treating. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, it's a little off of the downtown, but John Lastly has been a great supporter, and so he had a Antics on the Avenue last night. So that's just a smaller version of Mischief on Meridian, where you can pick up some treats and costume contests and things like that.
Well, so tell me about Mischief on Meridian. That's been going for a few years. What is that, and where will that be, and when is it?
Yeah, so Mischief on Meridian, that's been going since 2016. So that's been a long-standing event for the Heart of Lebanon and one of our biggest attending events. We usually bring in about 4,000 to 5,000 people to our downtown. That is from 5 to 8 p.m. tonight. At 4:30 p.m., we're inviting the special needs community to come out and trick-or-treat at the stations as well. So
that will be tonight, Saturday night. And it will be where pretty much down right on the downtown square.
Yeah, it encompasses Meridian Street, Main Street, and Washington Street. So it's got a pretty big footprint.
Well, so you've got a lot of people that have to help with that, maintain traffic and pass out the goodies and kind of keep track of what's going on, don't you?
Yeah, so we've had, last year we had 44 trunk or treat vendors. This year we have 51. So quite a few businesses like to come out and give out candy. And
so what do they do? How does it work?
Yeah, so I give them a spot. They can either set up a table or a tent or work out of their vehicle like a traditional trunk or treat event. They decorate their space. They can dress in costumes, and the kids come around and they get a piece of candy. Also this year we have the Teal Pumpkin Project, which is for kids who have food allergies or sensitivities. So we'll have a teal pumpkin at every station where a kid who may have an allergy, a food allergy, can pick a prize out of that pumpkin instead of getting a piece of candy.
Well, that's good. So you try to really make the special needs kids feel welcome and included in this event, do you know?
Yeah, it's important. They're a part of our community, and we should help them out in any way we can. We also, this year, will have a sensory safe zone for those kids where kind of the commotion and the noise of the event can be a little bit too much. So Tribbett and Rich has offered their space at 107 East Main. So the kids who need a little downtime can pop in there. We have rooms, some quiet rooms where they can just sit or have little activities that they can do to just kind of calm down and feel a little bit better about being at the event.
Well, I think the weather's actually going to be okay this weekend. I mean, you don't ever know. It may be a little cooler, but it's been pretty good this fall, and I think the forecast is reasonably positive.
Yeah, we always have our fingers crossed, but we'll adjust however we need to.
Is there any sort of fee for participating in the Mischief on Meridian activities?
No, there's no cost to the community. It's free. We do have one sponsor this year that's sponsoring all the Teal Pumpkin Project and the Sensory Safe Zone, and that's Piece by Piece Autism Center. So we're thankful for their donation so that we can provide those special things for the special needs
kids.
Well,
good. And you anticipate, if you have the same as you've had in the past, you may have, 4,000 or so or more?
Yeah. It's a lot of people, but a very controlled crowd. They like to stand in line and move from one station to the next. So there'll be a lot of stations for them to go to. There's also, we'll have a costume contest this year that includes pets and family groups and kids of all ages. We have a street performer that we've hired. She's going to be doing juggling and hoop entertainment the whole time.
That'll be fun.
Yep, and we've got spooky creatures here with Silly Safari. They like to bring out their animals. So we extended their time this year because it was such a great attraction that the kids liked. So there's a kid band that's going to come and sing some Halloween songs. And of course, the ballet school puts on the Wax Museum. And Talent Factory will be showing up at some time during the event to do a flash mob.
So I don't know what all those things are, but I know they'll be going on. What are the hours roughly of the event this Saturday?
Yeah, so the event runs from 5 to 8, and special needs are invited to come at 4:30.
Okay. Well, tell me about the traditional Halloween activities then that will follow. Well, let's do this. Before we go to that, let's take a moment to hear from our sponsors. We'll be back with Missy Krulik after we hear from our sponsors. We're back with What's Up Boone County this last weekend in October, talking with Missy Krulik of the Heart of Lebanon. We spent some time in our first segment talking about the organization and its mission and the Mischief on Meridian activities that will go on later this afternoon, the last Saturday in October. And now we're going to shift gears and talk a little bit more about Halloween itself. This year, Halloween's on Tuesday, the 31st. So there's traditional trick-or-treating in our community that night as well, is there not?
Yep. From 6 to 9, the community can go out and trick-or-treat and dress up in their costumes and have a great time.
Well, we'll get a lot of them in our neighborhood, and North Meridian Street's always jammed that time of year. Let's hope for good weather I always kind of view Halloween as kind of the start of winter. I don't know why, but it's usually gray and misty and cold and windy and not very warm. Hopefully we'll get a little better weather this year, but I wouldn't bet on it. We don't seem to get much good weather, but people do open their houses up and pass out candy. They're not required to, but a lot of people do, don't they?
Yeah, they leave their light on, and I know my family and I go down East Street and Meridian Street since we're in the downtown area, and it's always a great time to see the costumes and everybody out trick-or-treating.
Sure, and again, that'll be Tuesday night from 6 to 9 p.m., and that will kind of end the traditional Halloween festivities here in Lebanon. But you've got more going on at the heart of Lebanon, don't you, for the rest of this year?
Yeah, we have three more events coming up. We have our quarterly blood drive that happens November 14th.
And where will that be?
We have a bus that comes. It sets up on the south side of the Presbyterian Pocket Park. So it'll be sitting there from 12:30 to 5 p.m. that people can come and give blood.
Do they have to make a reservation, or can they just take their chances and show up?
They can make a reservation. They can go on to our social media page, Heart of Lebanon, and click on our event link for that and sign up, or they can show up. They do take walk-ins.
And about how long does it take to donate blood for one of those events?
About 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, that's an important part of the event. I donate blood periodically, not as often as I should, but I do feel like it's a good community service, and the organization that takes the blood, they do a good job with it, and we know there's so many needs for that good, healthy blood, and so I encourage our listeners to support these blood drives whenever they can. So we do that, what, three or four times a year?
Yeah, we do it about every 3 months, yep.
Okay, so November 14th will be the next event. What day of the week will that be on? Is that usually?
That's usually on a Tuesday.
Tuesday. Mm-hmm. All right, well, tell me about other events related to the Christmas season. What goes on then later on in the year?
So we will have our ornament stroll again this year for Small Business Saturday. That's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving, so November 25th. That event runs from 11 to 2 p.m. It's the third time that we've had this event, and we sell out every year.
So what happens during this ornament stroll?
So people buy a ticket. They come to our office at 11 a.m., and we give them a map to all of the locations of where they can pick up an ornament. They get a punch card that they'll get punched at each location. They'll get a bag to collect their ornaments in, and so they go around to each location. Last year there were 20 locations, so got to put on your tennis shoes that day and walk around. And then they get, once they visit all the locations, collect all their ornaments, they come back to the Heart of Lebanon office at 103 East Main Street, and then they turn in their punch card to win a downtown prize. So it's just a lot of fun. It's like a treasure hunt. People really enjoy our strolls. We have four a year, so this will be our last one of the year.
Okay, so 103 East Main Street, where would that be?
That is in the Heflin Building. A lot of people call it the Heflin Building, on the southeast corner of the courthouse.
Okay, so that's where your office is, and you can go in and sign up for the ornament stroll and get the material, and then take your family members around, and they can go to each of the businesses. Tell me about Christmas on the Square getting into the December months. I know we have a parade and tree lighting and some other events. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, Christmas on the Square is always the first Saturday in December. So this year it falls on December 2nd. That event runs from 4 to 7 p.m. So basically we have live music, we have community performances, live reindeer, the large ornament that you can get into and take a photo, just a lot of different things for you to do downtown on the square. And then around 6:30, the parade arrives in downtown.
Where does it start?
It starts at the park. It's put on by the Lebanon Parks Department. So it starts at the park. They go down Meridian Street, stop downtown. Santa will get off of his sleigh. pick a child, and then we do the tree lighting ceremony with the City of Lebanon.
And that'll be down there on the, what, the east side of the Courthouse Square normally?
Yes, east side of the Courthouse Square where the big Christmas tree will be. And, Santa will pick a child. They'll we'll turn off all the lights downtown and flip the switch. And it's a magical moment in the heart of Lebanon.
Well, it's a great tradition, and children like that. And you get people to be in the parade. People can just sign up to be part of the parade, can't they?
Yeah, they can contact the Lebanon Parks Department and sign up to be in the parade. They just ask that there's no walkers. Everybody rides because it's a safety issue to walk in a parade in the dark.
Well, it is dark that time of year at 6:30. Yeah. It'll be real dark, but you get all those lights. Maybe it helps a little.
Yeah.
But you want people to be in a car or a golf cart or something.
On a trailer that's decorated. So, yeah, they ask that you put lights on your float, dress it up in the Christmas spirit. And
how do you sign up for that? If you want to be in the parade, how do you get in? Just go through the Parks Department?
Yep, you just call the Parks Department office and talk to the staff there, and they'll help get you signed up for that.
Okay. So what else you got coming into the near future as far as the Heart of Lebanon?
Yeah, so we have a big event coming up next April that we're preparing for, I think, countywide, citywide. So it's going to be one of our largest events we've ever seen in Lebanon. So we're all getting prepared and excited for that, but it's going to take a lot of planning. So that is the total solar eclipse that's happening April 8th in Lebanon.
So we are in the path of the total eclipse of the sun, which doesn't happen very often, does it?
No, the last time it happened in Lebanon was in the year 1205. So
1205? Well, even I wasn't around more than a thousand years ago at this point, so it doesn't roll around very often. I was willing to think it might have been 100. I had no idea it was 1,000. So that will occur during the middle of the day.
Yeah. So we'll have a total darkness. We'll be in total darkness at 3:07 p.m. that day. So.
Well, I know the schools are going to be closed here locally, and they're talking about, I've heard, that hundreds of thousands of people are coming to this part of Indiana to follow the solar eclipse, aren't they?
Yeah. A total solar eclipse happens every 2 years. And so there are people that follow that.
Somewhere in
the world.
Somewhere in the world. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so they can travel internationally to see these things. So we will likely have somebody from every 50 states here. Well, I know Sweetwater, Tennessee in 2017 said they had visitors from 13 different countries. And so they roughly say it about triples your population.
Is that right? Well, I know the school has decided they're going to close that day because of bus traffic, getting students in and out. I don't know whether businesses are going to be open or closed. Maybe they'll want to be open and get an opportunity to sell some food or whatever. But it will be a busy time. Do you know roughly how long the eclipse lasts? Do you have any particulars on that?
Yeah, in our path, where we're at in the path, it'll be total darkness for 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
2:40, but it takes a little bit of time to lead up to that.
Yep. It'll start, the eclipse will start about 1:40. And then work its way up to 3:07 when we'll have total darkness, and then work its way back down. So
let's hope for a clear day. Is that possible in April around here?
Well, you know, we'll see. But we plan on having events throughout the city. There'll be different pockets of events. The Heart of Lebanon is hosting an all 80s weekend. We couldn't not have an 80s weekend because of total eclipse of the heart.
Yeah.
So we're having an all 80s weekend that'll encompass roller skating and 80s bands and lookalike contests, Rubik's Cube, a lot of 80s fun stuff.
So. Well, by April, you know, the weather should be, you know, starting to be spring again. The weather could be warm, and it'd be a fun way to start the new summer season, I suppose, won't it?
It will.
Anything else about the Heart of Lebanon we've not talked about that you'd like to mention? I don't know that I've missed, I might have missed something.
Yeah, no, this past year, required by National Main Streets, We were able to identify our transformational strategy that will follow for the next 3 to 5 years. It was with community input. I know some of the community took surveys and we've talked to a lot of stakeholders. And so our transformational strategy was identified as be a destination for experiential consumerism.
So those are all big words.
Right. It's not something that rolls off your tongue. So the Heart of Lebanon has got together and our mission for next year and the next 3 to 5 years is for people to linger longer in downtown Lebanon. So we're going to create things that people want to come to downtown Lebanon and they'll find ways to spend time here.
Well, it's more inviting than it used to be. There are more things to do downtown. And as the population grows and we get more businesses downtown or cultural events or whatever it might be, it just becomes a bigger and bigger part of our community. And I think we all know the city is growing and it will continue to grow. So I appreciate what you do, your volunteers, the work they put in to try to make our community a more attractive and inviting place and more prosperous place for the people who live or work here. So I appreciate you coming in and being our guest this week on What's Up Boone County.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. Our guest has been Missy Krulik, the director of the Heart of Lebanon. I encourage you or your family, your grandkids, to come down to the Mischief on Meridian later this afternoon. It's a fun evening. Enjoy the trick-or-treat on Tuesday night and just kind of pay attention to what the Heart of Lebanon's doing. They're doing a lot of good things to bring attention to our downtown and our city in general, and I hope they continue to do it. Next week on What's Up Boone County, we're going to have John Cowan in, a local pharmacist. He's going to come in and talk about Medicare planning. You've probably seen this on the television or the newspapers. Every year you're allowed to re-enroll and sign up for certain packages of health insurance. It's complicated. John's going to help you understand the choices you have and whether you should get a Medicare supplement or go with Medicare or stay on private insurance. You have a number of choices. It's very complicated, and John does a good job of talking about your choices, and you've got to make those decisions by early December of each year. So we'll have John Cowan in next weekend. Otherwise, I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week on What's Up Boone County.